A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. For indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Concerning you, there is nothing that will not be unturned. Now don't be like Kenyans. Eh? Be spiritual people. Eh? If I were you, I would be excited. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I say it that the Spirit of God says now, right now, that concerning you, just like he said, that concerning spiritual things. Now that one, he was actually referring to you, says, concerning you, he will not let anything, he will not leave out anything. Eh? Now that's how much he caters and he cares. When he says that he cares, that Jesus cares, actually that's what he means. That's what he means. Thank you, Jesus. There are amendments that are happening right now concerning hearts, concerning workplaces, concerning promotions, concerning all these things. I want you to understand that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sirabara mosidarambre masara. Sikarambra masararambra marama. Thank you, Jesus. For he says that your forefathers, you may have your seats. He says, your forefathers ate manna from heaven and they died. You have it? You man, hurry up this time. Your forefathers ate manna from heaven and they died. John 6 says, your ancestors, this is your forefathers, it could even be your parents, whether dead or alive. I want you to understand this. Okay, give us another version, because ancestors, they might think that the other guys who run at night. Says, your fathers, your mothers inclusive, your former politicians. Do you guys get it? Do you understand what's really happening? Some of you, it is actually your former bosses. You know, some of them are in transit to becoming your former. Do you guys get that? You know how they say ex, my ex? Your car job, which was giving you 20K a month, Kenya shillings. Can you imagine that? Then you see to Virgin God. See, your former, your forefathers ate on something, and then that which they ate, they died. They died. They died. Can you imagine that you can as well interpret it like this, that you had depended on your documents. Do you guys get it? Documents. academician. You see? Eh? And then you are there. Okay. Let me take it a notch higher. The Supreme Court. Yeah, some of you have to forgive me. By saying, because some of you are looking down. One of the A's didn't go through it. Some of you are preparing your answer and we are here. And then you pray to God for the wrong guy. At least we helped you by foretelling these things in bits. Only that. Even that which you are feeding on, you died. Now do you get the point? Now this death doesn't mean that man, they stopped breathing. Meaning it wasn't something sustainable. It was not something that they could sustain on for long. It couldn't give them total satisfaction in as far as the Spirit of God is concerned or was concerned. Do you guys get this? You give me your forefathers, because this one, they might say, my father is in Ushago. You see? Says your forefathers. Don't you have that version? Okay, we shall go with this. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. Now, this wilderness was a place of thirst, hunger. They hungered for some things. They thirsted for certain things. That which was actually available was food from heaven. Angels' food, imagine. But even with that which looked like could actually sustain them, here, the Lord is saying, even with that, they died. I know some of you are just looking at me like this. Say, what? Okay, so what shall we add? So can we feed on githeri or what? Being moving like this. Thank you, Jesus. And then they died. They died. Can you imagine? They died. You depended on the wisdom of your boyfriend and you died. I'm speaking in effect. I wish some of you can actually really understand what's going on. Every time we come here every Friday, we want you to pick on certain things. Please don't go empty-handed. Like, don't go back to your negative styles and whatever. Because there again, do you realize that after we give you revelations of, let's say, on how to do business or now some of you it's one-on-one. To so many of you, it's actually a Friday like this. You see? And then you go back, you reject that. And then you go back to use the same way. You will die. Your business shall die. To some of you, it's just resources, which most of you call capital. You see, this one here, it can be, I've met most of you and prophet, I just need capital for 200k. And then I tell you, but I see you have it already. Where is it? Do you see, in that moment, you are dead. The fact that you can't see it, you are dead because you are feeding on emptiness. Okay. Maybe we pack up and go back. Because some of you are not understanding me. Meaning there are things you depend on, eh? And they are not eternal. They are not eternal. Yeah? I can mention things. Eh? Do you realize that even, you know, you ask God, God, give me money for rent. Eh? But actually the following month you will actually still. So is rent the solution? Okay. You know, sir, do you now get it? Eh? Meaning that for as long as you are still in the mindset of rent, you will thirst for more. But you see, it causes suffering, it causes toil, it causes all these things. Eh? The moment you know your heart is triggered to the landlord, eh? And realize that you check out, you exhaust all these, you know, physical things, then you resign. You say, ah, God. Some of you have actually asked God to give you a job, to give you jobs, so that you can be able to pay rent. Well, that's good. But you see, that's not the ultimate. The ultimate of God is found in Deuteronomy 6. Give it to me. Deuteronomy 6:10. He doesn't say, and now I'll give you money for rent. So when you go to Egypt there, says, so shall it be. When the Lord, so shall it be. I think that time is now. You see, please don't postpone it. Says, and so shall it be when. He doesn't say if. He says when. It's something that is bound to happen. Or that is already happening. So he says, when the Lord your God brings you, not will bring you. Now he has brought you here, brings you. You get it? Then he says, into the land of which he swore. I've mentioned this many times. Imagine the Lord swearing. Do you guys get? God is there. He swear. I swear, I'll bless you, Kathy. You see? I don't know where the name has come from. Yeah, just like I want some man, you guys. Some of them I see that. See them. Oh, you expected Manu to score yesterday. And then I saw him in the spirit. You sank in the what? In the chair. And I didn't talk to him at that moment. Couldn't even take water. Around you 2 years or 1 year. Struggle for the future. Yeah, but you go call who? Ten Hag for the prophecy. And then we shall tell him who to buy and who to dump. Okay. So he says, into the land of which he swore to your fathers. You see, he's talking about fathers. To Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can as well add your father's name in, we shall go. You see? You guys get it? Okay. Even your former boss, even your current job boss, whatever they can't get, then he says, for you. I swear for you, you'll get it. Now you see the Lord here. He's being emphatic about you. That's why he started by saying, the Holy Ghost said, everything concerning you, there is nothing that will not be unturned. Talk about, you know, every stone. You see, being turned to your cause, to your satisfaction. You understand? Tumbling. shaking everything around you, eh? Concerning the politics of this nation. Okay. I don't want to break people's hearts. Eh? You see, there are prophecies that we say here. Remember when we told you that a certain Githeri guy falling? Eh? But actually, it can as well actually mean also guys around them. Eh? Then a certain guy came with a mask, what? But with what? Wounds, what? Say, Lord, you've started with this guy, okay? I know some of you don't know these things. It's okay. And then someone here told me, do you see his mouth? It's like Mount Kenya, what? His mouth had gone, what? So, Lord, you've already started that guy. But you wait for another Githeri guy. I don't know whether we can preserve them or not. Don't feel bad. I'm not a politician. I am not any way tribally inclined here. I'm not favoring you. Okay. Why are you talking about my candidate like that? From today I'm rejecting your fellowship. Are you go? Leave us in peace. Okay. We shall not bother you. Okay. You go to your fathers there. And fall and fall and fall. And then you pretend you put on a mask, what? Okay, let's mean business here. Even there, we were actually meaning business. You see, it says to give you large and beautiful cities. Large, to give you, large and beautiful cities. Is Nairobi one of them? I don't know though, eh? You know, there was a guy, Abraham, he was sucked out of Egypt, Cairo, at some point. Because, for some reason, the king, that Pharaoh guy, Pharaoh, got threatened. He said, this guy, the rate at which he's getting rich and rich and richer. You see, eh? Can you imagine the guy was actually sucked? You go out, you go. Because, now, you know, this was actually one of his reasons. Eh? That when he expands, he'll also take our wives. Okay. The rich rule over the poor. They will take your wife and your girlfriend. Eh? Okay. Let me leave that place. Eh? Love me the way I am. Man, those things, eh? But in the spirit, do you know who you are? You are rich. You are a prospering person. Now that's actually what it means. Eh? Not these things over. At least, single room there. We of course we're starting, we are hustlers and what? You see, eh? Not those things, eh? Okay. Large and beautiful cities which you did not build. Now when he gives you, he's not telling you to rent. I know many of us here are still renting, but again we have to go to a notch higher. We have to get to a notch higher. Until you get this mindset, you will feed on something and then you will die. You see, go down. Then he says, houses half empty. Or maybe he says, houses that, you know, houses that have good things. Just in case you missed out in full, he says all. You see, so you can't escape his blessing. You see this? Full of all. Man, you check the fridge. Ah, man, eh? Lord, what have I done here? Eh? You're asking the Lord, what have you done? Or, you know, to deserve this full fridge. Eh? You know, some people now wait for the month to stock. Eh? Yeah? Now imagine a house having a freezer. Eh? My God. You know, some guys looking at me like this. Say, No, we are growing pore. Those pore things. Eh? <You see? laughs> Eh? Pastor Sam, you need to have a freezer. Eh? Your house is large, I know it. Eh? Put it somewhere there. Put fish there. Put what? You see? Eh? Hmm? By the way, you're about to host someone. Eh? So, yeah, that's why I'm telling you to stalk. Eh? I know you had missed it. So it says, which you did not feel, hewn out wells, which you did not dig. Can you imagine this? Eh? So, prophet, do you want us to just fold hands like this? You see, now that's the problem with the church. Eh? Then he says, vineyards and olive trees. Now he is talking about good things. He's trying to break them down for you. Because you could be there wondering, what are good things? Oh, all good things. Wells, anything that comes from beneath, it's catered for here. Even that which is living, eh? On the surface, trees, he's telling, and you see, trees have fruits. If you've missed it, heaven is your hope. Do you not tell also in heaven there is learning? Okay. You think we just tell you that you raise heaven is your hope, but I pray that you catch it here. Says, when you have eaten, eh? When you have eaten, eh? Okay. So there is also eating and you get full. The fridge is full. I'm dwelling there. Because 3 days ago, some lady here, eh, you opened your fridge like this and it's half empty. Eh? It's actually empty, not even half empty. It's empty. Oh, Lord. The power wasn't on, so things were dying. Eh? If you are the one, put up your hand. I'm joking. Eh? So, may the earth open and swallow me. Eh? You see, You just need to believe this. Eh? Food. Manna. And they died. But this. You see, the way you get this is by conscience. Eh? Could it also be that maybe that manna were supposed to change them somehow. But they missed it. That's actually why he says they died. Hmm? give me Genesis 3:7. Eh? Genesis 3:7. Eh? Says, then the eyes of both girlfriend, boyfriend, eh? Here, eh? Then the eyes of both of them were opened. And they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves. You see now here, eh? They were in a panic, eh? To wrap up and all that. Eh? But you know where this is coming from? Eh? They ate something. Actually, you give me where it starts. Eh? So when the woman saw, eh? Now here the woman, it's not really you, eh? You, Renee, who seated in the corner. Eh? It's actually the church, you, man and woman. Eh? Okay. You get that later, somehow. So when they, no, why are you twisting things? Scripture says woman. Not a Pharisee mindset. Eh? So that the tree was good for food. You see the food, eh? That it was pleasant to the eyes. And a tree desirable to make one wise. She took, this is the church, eh? Took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband. Eh? With her. And he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened. And they knew that they were naked. So whatever they fed on here, eh? Eh? Are you guys trying to follow, eh? Follow in the spirit, you'll get it. Eh? There are things you feed on, eh? There are things you eat. And all of a sudden, has anyone actually, you know, ever brought you a rumor? Eh? Such a, especially, okay. I was going to say what? Especially who? No. We are revelational people, eh? Especially girls out there, eh? Okay, did I say it? Okay. You see, eh? So at some point, you feel full. You felt full of things. For some reason, you knew that God is your provider, is your what, all these things, eh? Okay, let me bring it to, you know, rumor, eh? Rumors, eh? Just rumors, eh? And then someone says, you know, the other girl said that you what? Eh? Eh, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, you feed from that thing. All of a sudden, you are down. You even say, I can't even feel myself. That feeling is actually, you are typically saying that you are not feeling full. Eh? You are not full. You see, eh? All of a sudden something is stripped. So you feel naked. You are sleep. You've been sleeping in that house and you're not worried about, you guys, eh? You need to catch this. Eh? The consciousness can actually also take away this landlord, eh? Somehow. Eh? Okay. Prophet, isn't that cheating? The Lord gives grace, eh? To those he loves. Eh? There are gracious days, but also in the day of calamity. Eh? Let me even extend this side. Eh? Someone might slap me there. Eh? But also in the day of calamity, eh? There is grace. Eh? Some of you forget that. Eh? Engage in that which is gracious. The food, you know, oozing from him. We're talking about Jesus. Who is this Jesus to you? Who today gives you food, the fridge is full, and then, you know, you get it, eh? So meaning that whatever they ate from here was to shame them. Hmm? By the way, whatever you are eating, your eyes will open. Yeah? Somewhere, is it Luke or somewhere? I think it's Luke. Eh? Is it Luke, what? Luke 24, Luke 11. Eh? Where it says that after he fed them, this is Jesus. Eh? Hmm? And then, after realizing that they've eaten, he vanished. Look for it. But still, you see, before they couldn't recognize him. So you see, from the aspect of Jesus, that was actually a religious kind of veil. You see? But now here, you could see that their eyes, this is Adam and Eve, before now they what? You know, you first go back. You first go back. You see here, then the eyes of both of them were opened. And they knew that they were naked. So there's something that you feed on, which is really not the bread of God, the bread of life. You see, the consciousness of life. And then you feed on it, or from it, and then all of a sudden, your eyes open, but now they open in a negative way. All of a sudden, you know yourself in a negative way. Did you guys get this? Do you know anyone connected to any musical thing? You man. You man in black. Yes, you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Or maybe you first sit, because I think I got you off guard. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked. This was food they ate. It was food. And all of a sudden, I think I can't make it. Man, I did that interview, but now I don't know. You see? There you are feeding on a wrong thing, man. Let me tell you, when you stay in the place of expecting and enthusiastic and all that, even if actually they rejected you, somehow it turns around back to you. Somehow, I'm telling you, these are things I've come to know and I've actually really experienced. Somehow it turns around. It tumbles around and actually it has to favor you. Meaning that, what are you feeding on? There is that bread of life which you eat and actually it opens you to life. It opens your eyes to life. And whatever comes out of it is actually life conscious. It is life. But also this, you know, on the other side, you eat it, and then it shows you different things. Did you know? Hey, say, hey, think you are going to die. Now, some politicians think that this guy is going to imprison them. You wait and see. When something is of God, you see, we don't come here to waste time, you people. You'll do your things, depend on this and whatever. But when now the word of God goes forth, that's it. You see, there's a Kagari here, I'm not seeing her. I think she's who Meg. She's busy, Okay. I see her busy doing things. Where is she? Somewhere she was actually going, you know, she had depended on this, and I could see. I think someday she was seated there. Now I'm picking this by memory of the Spirit. Think around there. So the Spirit of God told me, go and touch. Go and touch and confirm and all that. And she had actually missed it. Depend on this. What you can do your campaigns all you want. But when the finger of God has not really pointed at you, all that is null and void. Okay. Then the eyes of both of them were opened. Now you see, whatever these eyes were opened to was totally dangerous, terrible. It wasn't to make them feel good. You understand here? Now you go back to Luke. You see? Now the opposite here also. that whatever actually you feed of God and from God, somehow it covers you, because it covers all shame. Eh? Somehow you become elusive even to the most dangerous places and dangerous people. They can't see you. Eh? Actually, that's actually why he says, and he vanished. He says, then their eyes were opened and they knew him. You take me where he fed them, something. Now it came to pass, follow closely here. Now it came to pass as he sat at the table with them. Now to sit at the table with them is actually happening now here. Please don't imagine your houses and sit at the table. You know, some of you are maybe hungry. Until Paul asks you, didn't you have food at your home? You know that scripture, So, but all this, I'm actually really trying to explain this table. Do you guys get it? Because you can actually come and you feel nothing. You eat it as a... But will it come to pass? There, your eyes are opening to the other negative place. Now it came to pass as he sat at the table with them that he took bread, which is really the word, blessed and broke it. Explain, expound, and all that. Break it. We are doing it here. Yeah, sometimes we prophesy. Okay, many times we do prophesy. Then he said, you know, somewhere I went recently, and then I told people, the Lord told me, you say that a man, you say, and it gives me, I could read their hearts and man. Actually, most of you, you saw me, I was laughing and laughing. Because all the far corner man, I'm like, hey, man. So these guys are this timid? Okay. Blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened. And they knew him. You see, something happens after we have broken it. And then you see us. Your revelation about us changes. So you cease to see us as mere guys. This one. Some of you sisters, brothers. Some of you guys, these guys also. You see, then it disturbs you. Some of you now chair. Some of you carpet. Some of you. Can't you hold what? Now is the pulpit. Now is the hard copy Bible. You see, Do they have to clap for him when he's coming? I thought we are all mere men. You see, go back to your Pharisee or what? Okay, don't go back. Kick it out. You'll miss out. You see, then the eyes were opened. And then they saw him in a different way. And actually, the moment he realized that, Hannah, you've gotten it, chop, he went. But there are people actually where you have to sit and explain. Because their mindsets and all that are still caged. Religion is like that. It will not let your eyes be opened because it's not liberated. It's not. Let me tell you, they are men. Actually heathens. Normally, whatever they want, their hearts will be open like this. But actually, children of God, why is he pocketing? But does he have to come with suits? Can't he preach in a t-shirt? I won't, You see, Okay, can't he, one of those churches, Yeah, that's why for us, and actually this guy, he's explaining it from the level of humanity, human rights. Human rights. You see, human rights. You know, in heaven, there are no human rights. That's why heaven is not democratic. You know, you have to know these things. Heaven has favorites. You would want to be among the heavenly favorites. You see, so this guy says, yeah, that's why for us here in this church, all the chairs are the same. Said, hey, okay. And I knew this guy was, you know, I didn't blame him so much because he was talking at the level of what? Humanity. When you do something extraordinary, you are set apart. This is just not exempt from men of God and what? Eh? I'm telling you the truth. That's why at your workplaces there are promotions. Do they promote everyone? You see, you see on your boards, best employee. Meaning that there are those things that they've actually seen. So and then they say, even on human kind of levels, but actually you eat this one, this which we are telling you, and your revelation actually, boom, goes somewhere. And then you start to see things differently. All of a sudden, the land wrangles stop. You gentlemen. All of a sudden, a guy will stand and court, adjourned until further notice. And then you walk out freely. Wow. Yeah? I think even you camera guy, land wrangles at your home, they are about to erupt. I'm saying they are about to erupt to intensify. Yeah? But just remember this. Take it to the bank. You guys will emerge. You know, this guy that has been humble, all of a sudden he wakes up. And then something actually what? Enters him. And all of a sudden he wants to mess you guys up. Eh? Land. Then their eyes were opened and they knew him. So how did they know him? Because guys at Nazareth knew Jesus as per his siblings. So when they looked at his siblings, they knew him. Okay. Do you know us by religiosities? Also, there's a place of knowing us in the spirit. Actually, that is the most, most important. You see, you guys understand this. How did they know him here? Look deep, you know, look deep into it. How did they come to know him? And then actually, man, this guy was so wise. I said, he was like, okay, shoo. Then he left. He vanished. You've got it. Shoo. Then he left. From their sight. Yet they were eating and what? So, who were they eating with? Maybe they were eating with a buddy. Yeah? Friend and what and all those things. Yeah, I like being friends with people. Eh? But now, if something cannot be triggered to who we are, you'll actually miss it. Eh? So you'll actually just be seeing, yeah, that guy. I even have his, can he? That one I can just, what's up? Then their eyes were opened and they knew him. And but you remember, this was after eating. Today I want you to trigger yourselves. After eating, you have to know him. Who is he? He brings completion to anything that was staggering and stagnant. He will accelerate. Do you see how you get to know him? You know him by the way he does things. Bread of life, so you cannot look into death. So you get to know him as life. Yeah? Yeah? Meaning anything you were thinking about. You guys, you need to know this. You need to know him as a promoter, elevator, creator, because he creates ways where they are not. And it plants you. You need to know him as a planter. Eh? They knew him after they ate. And remember, that which they ate was coming from him. Because you cannot just eat things. Eh? Some of you children have lied to yourselves. Eh? Say, what you saw the apostle Rams. I'm supposed to talk to some of them. Eh? I've also come to appreciate that revelation has levels. Eh? But you see, far most here is talking about the revelation. You get to know him by revelation. By that which you feed on. Do you get it? Eh? And from him. Because you can actually go to church on Sunday, you know, and then you continue dozing. Eh? Eh? Do you know why this thing has really messed people up? Eh? Because they don't know what they are eating. Eh? Even after they have eaten it. Eh? It's a bread of life. Open second page. And then he ate. And then he slept. No, he didn't sleep. Eh? I don't know where that is coming from. Is it? Is it? This has messed people up because they have settled for traditional things. They do not know that once they are, you know, you come, let's say, trembling at that, intimidated of that, fearful of that, and all that. Now here you settle things as the moment I eat this thing, that thing will actually be settled. Eh? You get it? He says, eat my flesh. Do you know why that disturbed them? You look for it. Eh? Do you know why really that disturbed them? Eh? Because eat flesh, because they had settled for a tradition. Eh? And then somewhere he says, do this in remembrance of me. Who is he? He's glorified. Okay. I have to go slowly. Eh? Do this in remembrance of me, not just, you know, doing sermons and what you see, people have gathered things around that. Eh? No wonder after eating it, nothing happens. Eh? The boyfriend still chucks them. Okay, let me not look at people. Eh? Let me look in the sky. You see? Eh? Okay. Do this in remembrance of me. Who is he? Do you really see him in his fullness? Completeness? Healer? powerful, omniscient, omnipotent. This is actually what you are eating. You are eating all that because he's all that. Even concerning ministry, eh? You start to see things like that. Eh? Being elevated, increased, and all that. This is actually what it means. Eh? That's why he says, do this in remembrance of me. Meaning is more like, do not actually set your eyes anywhere else. Eh? Do this in remembrance of me. Now, question is, who is he? Who is he? You see? Eh? Who is he? Do you know he is glorified? Yeah? Yeah? Do you know he's actually a glorified man? Eh? Mm. This table. Eh? You have to see glory. Okay. Do this in remembrance of me. Open the second page. They open. And then after opening, the other guy knows how to what. You see? Amen. Let's go. You see? Then they missed it. Because it was really a tradition. That's why Paul asked them emphatically, didn't you have food at your homes? You see, because he's really saying that at your home, you are traditionally eating food every day. This didn't make sense to them. Actually, you know, the real scripture says that, you know, they even actually had to carry some packed lunches somewhere and some drinks. So if they are not satisfied here, yeah, man, eh? In Luganda we call it okugatao, eh? You add. Yeah? So that you go to the restaurant with a kagao friend and you are full. Eh? You see? Marquez, let them not, never do those things to you. Eh? You insist that the guy should eat. Eh? No, I'm okay. No. Today's your day. You eat. It's both our days, man. You boys, you are no okay. Okay. Huh? You need to. See the guys, they are pretending what? Oh, just water. And then they don't ask for bottled water. Eh? Warm. No. You see? Then Paul asked the man, eh? If it was like that, you go to your homes and eat. Because And as far as this table is concerned, the sharing. Because do you know what is really happening? You are sharing yourself as he's sharing himself. But remember who he is. He is glorified. He's a glorified God. He's no longer on the cross. Eh? Again, you need to understand that. Eh? Somewhere along Langata Road. Eh? Oh, we should leave it. Eh? Eh? There is a guy. Eh? On the cross. Yeah? Who knows that guy? Okay, who has seen him before? Eh? As you come out through bombers there. until some guy said, hey, but this Jesus, he's being rained on. Man, I laughed the entire journey. You see? Our Jesus is not being rained on. Eh? He's there. I think his mouth is open. Eh? Who knows that guy? Eh? You know some of you. You see? Eh? He's no longer on the cross. Eh? Jesus is no longer on the cross. Eh? Man of God, good to see you. Eh? Yeah. See? Eh? But I laughed the entire journey. Eh? I don't know where that came from. I said, eh? Is this really sexy man? Eh? I said, eh, but prophet. But that guy, he's being rained on, man. He can't hide, he's on the word. Yes. Now you see, you can actually have a wrong picture of God. Eh? Yours is still on the cross. Man, he left a long time ago. Eh? Because if he was still on the cross, remember something was done and was finished, eh? Which we call the finished work, which you really need to walk by revelation in. You just need to deliberately decide, this is now me. Eh? Actually, that's how you encounter such. Eh? You remember the lady with the issue of blood? Eh? Say, today. For her, she didn't even want to be preached to. Say, prophet, convince me more. Eh? You know, some of you Christians are very funny. Eh? I have to be fully convinced. You know, to go to that guy's what? Fellowship. Eh? I have to be what? Eh? Then you shake a bit there and then. Eh? You wake up and then the table. You can't see the table. Eh? You see, eh? You deliberately actually enter into that. Eh? So he's no longer on the cross. He's a glorified God. Remember when he said, when he ascended, there's that ascendance as well. So when you come to the table, you envision ascendance. And then he says, he took captives you. You guys get it? Eh? So you cannot now envision yourself after that. But will this kagao say yes? Okay, I know some of you want to come to the table just because of that reason. Eh? You'll be accepted. Don't envision even if. That table means grace. We shall look at you and we shall say, the hand of God. Also for you, you will shock yourself. Eh? This one is for me. Yes, it's for you. You can also cut across work related. And then you see grace. You start to see grace. Eh? Grace has a way of putting things together. Eh? Amending things, man. These finances that are running, what? Yeah, you touch your pocket, what? None. Today someone actually asked me, eh? Say, hey man, I don't know where I put my 40K. But if for me, has already envisioning all these things. Eh? Then I told him, no, you recover it, because I knew that actually this is the day to recover all those things. Eh? I could see the man is so disturbed. Eh? No, don't worry. Until I told this person that before Christ, there are no bygones. Remember the lost donkeys? Eh? You just need to encounter that which can make you recover those things. Yeah? Some of you want the girlfriend to come back. She will. Eh? Okay, even that boyfriend. Eh? But also for them, some of them to come back. Yeah? Yeah? The Lord, you know the revelation. You remember when he said, it's better I go. Some of you have missed it. It's better that person goes. The word is better, eh? Better. How do you say it in Kikuyu? Eh? It's better I go, eh? So that certain things are put together, eh? You see, eh? Talk of things being realigned. How do they get realigned? Now imagine that guy, Saul, if he had not recovered those donkeys, how would he have faced the Father? That you have searched and searched and searched. Man, you see, some of you came like that. It could be court cases. And I promise you, if you enter with that mindset, before even you get out, things are shaping. And also, after now, please don't go back and then go back to your ways. But will it what? At the look of things, who remembers the elections? Before the elections? There's a certain guy called who? Is he deep state or what? I don't know. By the way, we shall pray for his health. I know him. I know his both names. Francis. Yeah, that one is not in the spirit. That one I know. We have to pray for his health. Okay, you just take a minute. Even if you don't know him, envision him. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we preserve our toll. He will live to testify of your goodness. He encounters you, Jesus. He encounters you. But also, Jesus, we separate him from the bondage of drinking and his counterparts and also the former head. Thank you, Jesus. Father, they encounter you in strength and in power that no man can save them but you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anything to do with their livers, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Pray for the entire cabinet, the former. Thank you, Jesus. You will see one by one coming out. They will testify of the goodness of the Lord. And then shall they exclaim and say that I was saved by the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Now it is done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that's preservation. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want to be a country that is known for barring people, every year, important people in the society. They're actually important. Only that they know themselves as important the wrong way. Actually, that's the difference. Thank you, Jesus. So we are saying that even you, anything that was lost, talking about the lost getting found, the lost get found, the lost get found, beyond people, anything concerning you, even hope, because hope can actually be lost. When you come to this table, I want you to have that understanding. To some of you, it's just accidents. Funny, stupid accidents. And you're right there. No, thou shalt keep me in perfect health. You see, actually, that's what he says. I don't want you to envision death. Because this table is the bread of life. Bread of life. There is something that he conquered. That something entails everything concerning you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything, anything, anything. Talk about passing exams with flying colors. You are seated there. After today, you come to the table and then things are actually revealed to you. That you read that, you read that, you read that, you read this. You see, there's a guy who had failed two papers and God told to him, prophet, say what? So I just told the guy, you read what you can. Now, that's my way. Another guy will say, I'm piling books like this. Say, hey man, you are. In some Greek land, they used to say, you are eating the books, man. And then all of a sudden, he passed the exam. Imagine you get worried about three things, passing exams. You guys. Do you know you are not a failure? Those marks you see on the paper, those ones don't describe you, man. You need to know that. Something that really describes you is the grace of God. This is actually what this table means. Today you have to get it. You either got it, or not get it, or got it. You see, that's how my father calls it. You either got it. You see, so he says, but you know, they chose to trust in these documents and all that. Where he says, they ate angels' food, they ate food from heaven, they ate manna, but still they died. That the ultimate they had come to know as their academic papers, they reached at the door and then they were rejected, and then instead of giving the job to that person who got a 90 or even 99, even 100, they gave it to the guy who has 40. But you know where that guy went? Table. Life. He ate life. All of a sudden, he stopped seeing himself as a 40. So he could not be described as a 40. So that 40 was not actually a description. I'm talking in effect, so that most of you really leave those things that are really bothering you. You are not a 40 candidate and what. That's not your description. According to God, you are full. So you enter this table to get that fullness back. You see, whatever you lost, everything. Do you know some of you is just co-girlfriends? That girl who is insulting you because of a certain guy. You come here, you eat something, and then all of a sudden, madam, I think now we are good. You take. I'm speaking in effect. You deserve it, you girl. When I looked into things, you know, in that space when you ate, she was looking into things. That also qualifies at your workplace. You get it. You are competing. You've actually applied as if 40 people. Then you eat here. You realign yourself. How do you realign yourself? You kick out the consciousness of fear and all that. But also this table means like this. Isaiah 52. This is actually what this table means. Awake, awake. So when you come here, you awaken. And then do you know what you put on? You put on your garments of strength. It's there. Strength there. And then it flows into your belly, and then you know it. And remember when he says that out of your belly, you feel it down there, and it's garments of strength. Oh, Zion, you are that Zion. So he says, put on your beautiful garments. So you can't actually look at yourself as ugly. Ugly in any way beyond faces. That way you begin to smell like that. you begin to smell that strength. You come, you know, let me tell you this, eh? Some of these politicians, you know, some of you are blind, eh? To see these things. Eh? Some of these politicians, they know where to go. And they know exactly what they put on before they come to you. That's why you see them and you tremble and all that. They, somewhere they put on some strength. Of course, that is actually fake strength. Eh? Because all of a sudden they collapse. Eh? As we're going to see, one by one, two by two. Eh? Did I say two by two? Maybe they're in the car. Eh? Two by two. Eh? Now I'm seeing it. Okay, let's leave that. Put on your beautiful garments. Oh, Jerusalem. Do you see how the Lord looks at you? Eh? A holy city for the circumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you when you come here. You see, eh? You will not believe the uncircumcised revelations out there. Eh? You will not. Table of life. That's actually why he says, you know, he broke it. We are breaking it down for you. You see, eh? Remove the traditions you had come to know about this. Eh? Do you know? Again, let me go back because the Spirit of God is reminding us. Eh? He's saying, do this in remembrance. Please bring it out of your memory. Eh? Eh? But now you bring it home and closer to you and present. Then you ask, who is this Jesus to me? He is full. You see, eh? Jesus in heaven, he's not just in heaven, he's with you. That's why he says, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. It's here. Eh? There you are bringing him, not really close to you, but on the inside of you. And then you begin to see things like that. Henceforth. Meaning from there and then. For lack of a better word. You see, you cannot see things, you know, crumbling around you. You can't after this. That's the meaning of that table. Marriages being amended. Also, people liking you, eh? They just look at you and for some reason you're shining and what? See what? You see, eh? I'm seeing things here. What happened? Yesterday, what? In a way, you open for him. Open for her. And then you enter. And then you find a city which has large houses and full of good things. They are. It is as simple as that. You see, eh? Don't try to get yourselves. Eh? That's it. Eh? Life. You see. Eh? Now, here calculations. You put them to a stop. Eh? You see, eh? As you are eating, you are laying a strategy. Say here. All those things, because you see, they are lofty. Lofty to mean they are coming from your heart. They are genuine. Even that which looks silly and stupid. Eh? To them, remember when he says that, you know, their foolishness, you know, my foolishness is their wisdom. Eh? Do you get it now? Eh? Do you connect? Then all of a sudden you see things. I'm talking about stagnant businesses. Eh? How can you spend a whole week with just two clients? Real estate. You see, how? You eat today this, they've been mocking you and all that. You get a deal. Okay, you get a deal. Eh? We're not talking about 200K. Eh? I'm told there are plots of 200k somewhere. Eh? But you and I know where they are. Eh? Okay. 200k Kenya shillings. We have to stress. But also, there is that of $1 million. You see, eh? Now the problem is, we are saying $1 million, and you think $1 million is too much? Table. Table. You see that? Eh? But I'm not joking. Eh? Is $1 million just for Bill Gates? You see where the church has relegated itself, eh? And herself. Yeah. So uncle deserves, you know, to be given $500,000 for what? Yeah. Who says? Eh? You'll see it in the news. Eh? That's why I'm pocketing. Eh? Man, this guy is very confident. Yes. Eh? You see it, $500,000, it will be actually around him somewhere. Eh? Okay. You don't see it? Soon, call me off. Eh? No, but I think this guy saw something. Papers. You know some of you, now internet, song, what? No, it's not there, but it's there. Eh? Now, $500,000? Eh? I think it's by stealing somewhere here and there. Eh? Trying to make ends meet. You are not that. Eh? Okay, when you come here, your ends are met. Your ends meet. That which was disconnected is connected. Eh? You are not connecting with your spouse. Mm. Okay, even girlfriend, boyfriend. Eh? Because you are the majority here. Eh? Pastor Sam is here. Eh? He will not... And then the priest drank, and then they lost vision. Eh? So, no, it's not that. I've seen those. I think that thing is very strong. Eh? Because some of them, after taking it, eh, they wrap the service. And then they lose vision. No, he was one, so he will tell us. Give him a mic, please come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it. Hmm? He's like, "My Father, thank you for you know the way it's going to change them." Eh? That's the giving thanks, not he gave thanks. Our Father. No, those things. I want you to connect here. He's really already in your future. So he's giving thanks. It's like, man, the one seeing miracles after miracles. You see? You see that? And then he gave them something which would work. It was no longer seen in a traditional way. Some dogmatic way. You see, eh? And then the following Sunday, every month they put it somewhere. You see, eh? You see, some of these bosses, eh? You eat Holy Communion with that and with that understanding to alter things. You see where the guy shall end. Eh? I've done that on most of your behalf. Eh? Say, hey man, this one is over. Complain, did what? Eh? Willie Sachs, I took that bread and what? Eh? For that, you said woman. And I said, if it doesn't happen in this week. Eh? And then the guy said, he didn't call me. He said, prophet. You know that guy? That was why. Eh? Say, hey. Ah, okay. Where is she now? I see the guy while coming for practice. You give him a banana. Mm-mm. Maybe soda. is there. I'm speeding our secrets, man. Even Pastor Poe. But I don't know what you guys feed on as bread. Is it bread of life? You see, no man can really disorganize you after that. No man. You see, then even actually when you're taking it, you are also saying that, oh, boss, whatever. Say, do you remember that he conquered? Did you guys get it? That's why he says, do it in remembrance of me. He conquered. He's a conqueror. And then he says, you are now you. You are more than a conqueror. You get it? A conqueror goes out there to fight. And they win battles. A more than a conqueror, what did they do? They just appeared. Okay. You guys have missed it. Who died in the first place? For the other. Is it? That's why you have lied, you have done all these things, and no, it's okay. Then he covers. Can you imagine what makes you a more than a conqueror? Eh? You don't fight, but you appear and things are there. More than, because you didn't do anything, more than. Imagine such a revelation you go back with. Eh? Revelation. More than a conqueror. After taking it to you, you go back now to your real state of being more than a conqueror. And then his grace paves way, does this and all that. All of a sudden you have a new look. You see, and Mula. You see, guys who don't have money. Guys who don't have money, they always gurume, what? Money to mean good things. Eh? Good things. So don't just relegate it to just paper and coins and what? Money, good things. Houses full of good things. Not just bread, festive white. You see, eh? Dr. Jack, before he got married, they were festive white word, yes, and water. Eh? No, I'm joking. Eh? So, but now, man, apple what? Yeah? Houses full of good things. Eh? Like I'm saying, don't just really get it to money. Eh? I mean, paper, coins, and what. Eh? Money to mean good things. You see, eh? Let me show it to you. Isaiah 55. Because some of you, I'm seeing your faces are really confused. I like the way she laughed. Hey! Man, this Holy Ghost. Look at the way he's starting this statement. Oh wow. Is it? Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Mm. Table. You see, this table is all around there. Eh? Please get the real meaning of it. Eh? Then he says, come to the waters. Eh? And you who have no good things, you want them, but you don't see them, you can't catch them. Yeah, you get it. Says, come, come. You come here, you You start to buy things without money. But no, no, how? Say, what? But we are punished. We are all living under punishment. How can you? Then you are losing it. If you are going to be punishment conscious, then this table is empty. It's null and void. It will be declared to that in that Supreme Court. Null and void. You see? Maybe if those guys had come to the prophet, can we go to the Supreme Court or not? I said, you bring that money. I want to eat it. Because when I eat it, you get blessed. But that Supreme Court is going to, you know, say, that's why he says, why do you go to that which doesn't have help? You know, all this I'm saying is scripture. Then he says, oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy, and eat. Then there, to the doubting Thomases, says, yes, come. You say, yes, come. Come. So you mean I just appear at the table and yes, says, yes, come. You kids, do you now understand the language of the Spirit of God? Somewhere says, stand still. Can you imagine? They just had to go to the battle line. Remember Jehoshaphat? When actually the Spirit of God had revealed that which they were supposed to be doing. You see? Imagine they were all prepared. Yeah? With a lorry of evidence. Maybe I'm hurting people here. I say, this one here, this lorry here, if it does not smash someone, say, God, give where the lorry is coming. And then for us, we are looking, we are going to beat you, and yes, we are going to win everything of yours. You guys, I don't know. I should stop. Let's wrap up and what? And you come behind me so that guys don't what? Watch, man. Says, yes, come, buy wine and milk. Still, this wine and milk is still good things. Milkshake. Because you might actually just really get it and resign it to just fresher there in Githunguri. And then man, guys refuse to make their roads. I don't know why. Maybe I'm going overboard. I know it because I've been there. No, if Brookside is the best, you take that one. Maybe there's a prophecy about fresher. They refuse to sell it to some guy, and then they sell it to some other guy. You see, now that's the privilege of the prophetic. Now we are prophetic right now. Say, you guy, you are selfish. Let us sell it to this guy. They sell it to the direct opposite. You've missed it, but it will be there. Okay. Says, yes, come. Buy wine and milk. We have topped up and said milkshake. Says, without money. Man, you take it and you feed it down there. There's no milkshake which is not which is hot. That thing is always cold. Eh? So you will not take it in a hurry. You take your time. You feel it down there. Talking about you eat it and you are satisfied, man. You guys, these are not mere hypes. Eh? Real story. You'll see it as it's a man. Eh? And without price. You remember? Conqueror. He fought, conquered, and all that to make you priceless. Yeah? Priceless. You don't have a price tag. 40K doesn't describe you. 40K Kenya shillings. Now, in Uganda shillings, I don't know. Eh? Man. Eh? Mackenzie. It can't consolidate things, man. Uganda shillings. When you go back, send our greetings. Eh? Something has to work out. You see, you know how you go to the supermarkets, and then the first thing you're looking at. This time you go, you pick. And you are sorted. Table. Leo ni leo. Today. Don't take it to a week, what? And actually, even when a week passes, eh? Remain in that. Who knows? We might not even talk about it anymore. But when we actually realize that you've forgotten, and then there we shall come with another revelation. Eh? Now you see, that sets us apart. Because some of you actually didn't know even what this thing meant. You've read that 1 Corinthians, what? Things are not making sense. Eh? Because these things are taught by religious guys. Eh? Traditions and what, they remain there. That's why they take it monthly and nothing changes. People still sinking, you know, their boat of loans. They capsize, that boat actually capsizes. Eh? And then they drown. Then they go back to the same word. They go, oh, God help us. Eh? Yet actually the God they are crying to, he's actually really sleeping, enjoying his sleep. Eh? Same boat. You see that? Eh? Because he was actually seeing different things. There's something he had eaten way before, and he knew exactly that boat couldn't actually capsize. I don't know whether you understand what we are talking about. Capture the strength of the spirit power. You see that? Eh? Even you is really into loans, this and this. You enter there, somehow, say, hello? You eat that money. Even if it's actually 500 bob, eh? Fuliza. Man, eh? I think we were with Dr. Jack. Eh? Remember the electricity thing? Eh? The lady is not here. Some actually, you know, I like the way some people actually take on things. Eh? Eh? Please don't say, it's prophet, amen. No, that amen means, yeah, and it's done. Eh? You see, eh? So we're talking, you know, electricity, and then you know, you don't pay for electricity. Then this girl, I think it, did she say 17K or something? Yeah? It got lost. Just like that. Indefinitely. And then she slept in. I think by the time she flew, there were no electricity bills. You see? Meaning, somewhere she ticked that off. For as long as I'm here, no electricity bills should be coming here. Somehow, maybe they were coming to her, and then they saw a lion. So, that place is scary. You see, there was a day I had a house in Uganda, Kampala. So, it's a true story. This is 2017, when I'd actually just come here. There was a house which was keeping my stuff. You see, later on the Lord told me, give out everything. That time, I've said this story many times. You see? So, somehow, Dad Martin and the wife forgot to lock the house. We're talking about Bukoto there. You know, Frobel, many thieves pass around there. It's a gateway. You see? Someday by the way, I'm sleeping like this. Somehow the Lord touched me like this. I need to look through the window. The guy is looking at me like this. Say, man. Then I didn't shake. So the guy looked at me like this for about, 5 seconds. And then he banged the window. Bah! And then in a furious, furious way, anger, you could see rage. Then he went. How they opened, that's still a mystery. You see, stealing is a mystery, but it's highly spiritual. There are guys, even if you hid the money, somehow they will find it. You see, but today the table is there. You see, so now I think the time is what? So they forgot to lock the door. Actually, they thought they had actually locked it because it was kind of tricky, you know those tricky houses. You don't know whether the door is locked or what. It's just there. Someday I was there. So for a full month, the door was like that. The day they locked it, the guys came. They took a few things here and there. I'm telling you the truth. You see? Hallelujah. 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 When you eat today, this, I will lead you into that. We shall not open books. What is that you are reading? You see? You see? You have to have a mindset of realignment. That which was spilling, it's being patched. All spots and those holes that were leaking, to some extent it was actually to shame you, to bring you to shame. You see that? All that, I'm telling you, it will go indefinitely, boom, and it's not there. Right now I begin to overturn as you pray in other tongues. I overturn things. I tumble things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sirambaramaramarama sire korebarama. Thank you, Jesus. Karambrema sararama. Let the words of my mouth.
The words of my mouth.
Hallelujah.
Meditations on my heart.
That song is to help you.
Be acceptable.
Thank you, Jesus.
You, oh Lord,
it's not anything
God.
Negative. Let the word. Understand that. I want you to sing with that understanding. Eh? As you partake of that, you're becoming as He is. Remember that scripture? It says, as He is, so are you in this world. Is He loaded? Is He healthy? Hallelujah. Is he a wanderer? No. Things settled. For he says, everything is actually eternally written in heaven about you. Forever, oh Lord. So you get into that space of forever. Whatever you're sweating out today, by the will of the Holy Ghost, and by the strength of his power, it is settled. And he says, forever. It says, forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. Everything concerning you, hallelujah. 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 Please, may you have that understanding. Hallelujah. There's nothing that shall bypass you. Your eyes shall open and you shall see it. You will live to testify of the wells of revelation, which is truth. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth. Thank you, Jesus.
Meditations of my heart.
Be acceptable. Thank you, Jesus.
To you, O Lord, my God.
Now sing more of you. Words on my mouth. And say, Lord, I can't wait, man, to be blessed here. Eh? And boom, you eat it. Eh? By the way, it's allowed. Eh? Eh? The lady of the issue of blood. She couldn't wait. Eh? You understand? Eh? I want you to enter that mode. Eh? So all of you have it. Eh? You can eat it with that understanding. That everything comes back to you, whatever is lost, everything. Remain in those meditations. That's what you've been singing. Hallelujah. Kindly eat it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be expectant, expectant. Thank you, Jesus. Now give them the drinks. Give them now the real blood. As you drink it, be immersed in that blood. The blood that cleanses. Thank you, Jesus. The blood that cleanses. Be immersed into it. Hallelujah. Sirerambre masira rambra makara boreba. Rebre masira rambra masira. Sikorambre masira rambra masira rambra masara. Bremo sirerambra mara 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 ma. I wish you knew what is really happening. Simbre masira korembra masira rambra mara ma. Don't lose the touch of those meditations. Don't. Of Jesus in body and in blood. Thank you, Jesus. Blood gives life. Be immersed in life. Thank you, Jesus. Marriages are there. Thank you, Jesus. I said marriages are there. Weddings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Weddings. Hallelujah. Finances in the name of Jesus. Masira karambre mara mara ma. Sirambra mara mara ma. More of you, Lord. More of you. Thank you, Jesus. Blood represents life. Eh? Even in the physical means. Eh? I want you to be immersed in that which is called life. Complete life. Body to mean everything about him. Eh? Who he is, what he is, what he said he is about you, everything. Now this is just to seal it, to have that complete life. We're talking about flesh and blood. Him only. That's why he said, do this in remembrance. Did he say, in remembrance of your boss? Hallelujah. This is remembrance of him. Eh? Because it's him who gives completeness. Eh? He doesn't have sin. He never sinned. Eh? Don't be also sin conscious. Eh? But you're taking on who he is. Who he is. That's what it really means. Eh? Does everyone have the cup? You do? Now take with that understanding. Eh? In the name of Jesus. Just take it. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Don't choke. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How does it feel now? Thank you, Jesus. Imagine that's the case. Eh? Hallelujah. In just a few seconds, just as they collect those things, meditate on those things. Eh? Don't let them run away from you. Even that which is running away, you capture it. That's why you've taken that bread and what? His blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is not a tradition. Mean business right now. Mean business right now. Thank you, Jesus. There's a new life. There's a newness concerning your health in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Sida rambre masida kure bore bara masada rambre masada rambre moside rambre masida rambre masida rambre masada karambre masida rambre masida rambre masada. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, wherever the Lord has called you, you shall reach. The hand of God is not short. It's not short to deliver. He will deliver you. Apparently speaking, he is delivering you.
Thank you, Lord.
He has delivered you. Walk when your head is up high. Don't be scared, says the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When you enter and speak, they shall listen to you. They will not close their ears to you anymore. They will listen to you. You walk in this glory, in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Stand in the name of Jesus.
We are such a nation, mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. Purpose: to follow us in all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kabwama and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.